and art wont to give us more than neither we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy, forgiving us those things which our conscience is guilty of and we're afraid, and give us those good things which are not worthy to ask for, but only through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from the offer, which was submitted to His Majesty Charles V at the Imperial Meeting at Augsburg. The chief article of the faith, Article 24c, concerning the Mass. Neither were the bishops ignorant of those abuses, and if they had corrected them in time, there would now be less dissension. Heretofore, by their own convenience, they suffered many corruptions, crept into the church, and now when it is too late, they begin to complain of the troubles of the church, while this disturbance has been occasioned simply by those abuses which were so manifest that they could be borne no longer. There have been great dissensions concerning the Mass, concerning the sacrament. Perhaps the worst is being punished for such long-continued provocations of the Mass as have been tolerated in the churches for so many centuries by the very men who were both able and in duty bound to correct them. For in the Ten Commandments, as it is written, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. But since the world began, nothing that God has ever ordained seems to have been so abundant, abused, I should say, for filthy lucre as the Mass. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Numbers chapter 21. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy the cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and he called the name of that place Hormah. And they journeyed from the Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of this way. And the people spake against God and spake against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? For is there no bread, neither any water, and our soul hates its light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents upon the people, and they bit the people, and many in Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he takes away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make three fiery serpents, and set them on a pole. And it shall come to pass, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it on a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, he shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten anyone, when they beheld that serpent of brass, they lived. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein ye stand. By this also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then the 12, and after that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this day, but some have died. After that, he was seen of James, and then all the apostles, and at last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace which was bestowed upon me, it was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So far the epistle lesson.
Thank you.
And the Lord said to Moses, make you three fiery serpents, and set upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon that, he shall live. So far, please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this Sunday shows us a very important event in the history of the children of Israel, the cross or the pole, constructed in the Old Testament is a model for God's act of redemption through Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Just as Moses raised a bronze serpent on a pole in the desert, and all of Israel who looked upon that, they were saved from the poisonous snakes that would bite them. So God raised up his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. This morning, Almighty God, through his word, asks you and me, look at the cross. For there and only there will we receive help that we all need to overcome the poisonous infection that has threatened us and robbed us of our spiritual life. The event in our Old Testament reading took place sometime during Israel's wandering in the desert, when Moses was their leader. But it also speaks of Israel's sin, which caused God to become very, very angry with them. Israel's rebellion against God had started long before this event that is recorded in the Holy Scripture. It had already started back in Egypt when they were slaves. They complained when Moses pleaded for them for their release and caused Pharaoh to become even more harsh in his attitude toward them. Well, no sooner had Israel escaped from Egypt than they began to bellyache about the water, about the food. As a matter of fact, the Israelites actually wished they could return back to Egypt, where even though they were slaves, they were at least fed well enough to survive. Even when God sent manna to eat, they were not satisfied. When God sent quail, they showed excessive greed, so he sent them a plague. At Mount Sinai, shortly after God had established his covenant with the people by giving them the Ten Commandments, what did the people do? They began to worship the golden calf. At one point in their desert march, they were so close to Canaan, the promised land. God wanted them to take that land, but the people, well, they were afraid. They didn't believe that they could take the strong Canaanites by themselves. They refused to take God at his word when he promised them success. This time God punished the people. He said to everyone that was over 20 years old of age, you will never enter into that promised land. And Israel would have to wander in the desert for 40 years. And sometime toward the end of this 40-year period, the incident of the bronze serpent took place. And this is why it took place. Once again, the Israelites approached Canaan. But in order to get to Canaan, they must pass through Edom. But the Edomites wouldn't let them pass through. So Moses led the people south toward the Red Sea to go around Edom. Well, this made the people impatient. And they spoke out against God. They badmouthed Moses. And it was the same old cry, why have you brought us out in Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food, there is no water, blah, 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 blah. Well, God responded. He responded to their cry. And he responded very quickly. He sent poisonous snakes called fiery serpents to the people. And as a result, many were bitten and many died. Well, like Israel, we too are on a journey. In fact, there are many journeys that you and I must travel. The journey of childhood, young adult, perhaps college, or even a career. And to us old-timers, is to get through one day at a time. But most of us have no real material needs, and yet we still complain. Well, in comparison to our standard of living, the Israelites, they had a right to complain. And even with them, God was not happy. He was not happy, especially because they blamed him for all of their troubles, when the truth was they brought it on themselves. Now, if God punished Israel, who had so little, what will he do with us, who have so much, and we still complain? When we fail to acknowledge that all the gifts come directly from God, the result is that we become more interested in the material things themselves than in him who gave them. It's so easy to be obsessed with material things and with our own pleasures. And the poisonous snakes of materialism will suck the spiritual life right out of us. In the case of our Old Testament reading, God's punishment brought Israel to their senses. They came to Moses and they confessed, they said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and we have spoken against you." You see, it was important for them that the people stop blaming God. "We have sinned." And they started blaming themselves. But before they even asked that the serpents leave, they confess their sins. "We have sinned." And then they added, "Pray to the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us." And Moses did as the people requested. He went to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord replied with a very strange way. God instructed Moses to make a serpent of bronze and to put it on a pole. And then he added the assurance. He said, "Whoever is bitten looks at the serpent on the pole, and they will live." You see, it was God's way of telling the people that there is help, not in themselves, but in him. So Moses carried out God's instruction, and when an Israelite was bitten, they looked upon that bronze serpent and they lived. We can all learn a lesson from the Israelites. The first lesson is, let us begin by confessing our sins, but let's also repent of our sins. Let's confess to our total dependence, if you will, upon God, and confess that many of the problems that we do have are caused by our own actions. Now, what does God do today when we approach him? Well, the same thing he did back then in the Old Testament. He directs us to a cross, but not to the cross of Moses. He directs us to the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, God shows that he really does care. In Jesus Christ, God the Father has given us the ultimate gift, the forgiveness of sins, salvation, eternal life, and yes, heaven itself. When we look to Christ, we see that God's punishment had been inflicted not on us, but on his own Son, who takes our place. So let us in faith never fail to look to the cross of Christ, and be healed from all of our sins. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here now and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
extend a prayer to God, thanking Him for all of our spiritual blessings as well as our physical blessings. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who calls unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto the soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or their damnation. Take off from us this body covered of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us, Father, and we say, Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave the same to Theophilus. This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shall we have you for the remission of our sins?
Now may his body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body.
This is the true body of our Lord. thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this sanitary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us to the same and faith toward thee and for love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Good to see all of you. God bless you and have a safe trip home.